Okay. And it's always like sitting down just in the living room with Jordan when he's able to spend some time here. You get the feeling you're just in the room with a friend, a very wise and gifted man whose wisdom clearly exceeds that of virtually anybody you know, because his perspective of life is predicated on not only history and precedent set therein, but on the amazing revelations of understanding what the occult is all about that come to those who make the effort. And if you've followed Jordan and his work, or if you've availed yourself of some of his DVDs, which I urge you to do, you'll get it. And what's really amazing is the word occult is almost passé, because they aren't even bothering to be secretive about things anymore. They don't give a damn. Jordan, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. That's really true. They don't even care about what they're doing anymore. It's right in your face, and all the television shows and popular songs and movies, they're telling you what they're doing. As, you know, I've said it before. Dick Gregory said it first, that Hollywood does three things. They tell you what they've done in the past, what the masters have done in the past, what they're doing now, and what they're getting ready to do. And so if you know how to read the symbols and know what the key symbols of the political world movements are, and what the words mean, and how this stuff is being played, it's right in your face. And I've sent you some things on occasions that...
The dawn of a new day and all of that, the dawn theme, it's right there, everywhere. It's obscene how blatant it is.
Yeah,
they're
right,
laughing
right in your face. Yeah, it's what really is amazing about it is how many fellow human beings on the earth see all of this and have no comprehension whatsoever.
No,
none.
They
don't
none.
See it.
None. They can't add two and two.
It's amazing. It's just amazing, and the reason why is I think because most people don't want to know the truth, and now it's come to a point where it's probably just as well, because now it's as if the majority of the human race today has been cursed with the inability to not see. They don't want to see. Well, now they're not going to see it.
Correct.
It's some kind of a strange spiritual experience the earth is going through, where all of the peoples of the world that do not want to face truth, that are not on the side of truth,
mm-hmm.
do not want to be enlightened, now I don't think they can now be enlightened.
No, they can't. There's no way. There's no medium upon which to grow the kind of wisdom it takes to become enlightened anymore. There's nothing
there.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
Now, so you have people who are clearly not equipped to gather reality and make sense of it. Then you have people who are at least quasi-equipped to do the same, and they're opting out, as you know now, Jordan, and you folks listening know, more and more, they're gone. They're just opting out. They don't want to be involved with it. They know the game is rigged beyond the ability of anybody to really adequately explain to the masses, because the masses can't deal with it. It's rigged beyond belief, and so they're just pulling out. And I, you know, I can't blame them. All this ranting and raving about we have to stand up and take the country back. Folks, if we tried it, they'd kill us. I'm sorry, but that's my view. They're not going to give anything up. They will never be displaced from their position of consummate power. They will take the whole thing down with them. These are deadly killers. This is evil personified.
And you can bet on it. And I see it so clearly. And I've always known what was coming. And I've always realized where the world was heading eventually. And as a child, I used to tell my parents and adults that, they asked, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I said, I don't want to own anything. I don't want to have anything. I'm not interested in homes, new cars, money, none of it. My gut feeling was, even as a youngster, was that something was definitely wrong with this thing which we call life. I don't know where I've come from. I don't know how I got here. But my gut feeling was, even then, there's something wrong with the way we're going, with where the human race is headed.
Right.
Because there seems to be no intelligent answers to anything. There seems to be no intelligent questions being asked. You know, and the ancient people said to ask the right question was to be halfway to the right answer. And this is why today we have freedom of speech in America. And the reason we have such freedom of speech left in America is because our masters realized that 95% of the people on the face of the earth do not know, they don't know anything to ask anything.
There's no risk for them. Freedom of speech presents no problem, no obstacle, no danger to the game anymore.
Not at all. Just let the people talk and let them talk and let them do whatever they want because, you know, you'll boil it down. 90% of the people have got an IQ of 40 and none of them are going to ask the right questions. And that once in a while, as you said, there are going to be a few people who can figure this out and start asking the right questions. And it's going to become very apparent to those kind of people who are already evolved that it's way too far gone. Just forget it. It's over, and it's way too far gone. And I just feel very, very sorry when I see little kids with their parents walking home from school or whatever.
You and me both, boy.
Realizing that the whole human race, the beautiful human race, is lost. There is no one that's going to be able to explain it to the masses because the masses just do not want to hear the truth. And I said that to you before. You know, people will always support what they want to hear. They will not support what they don't want to hear.
You bet. That's
and the
profound.
One thing most people in this world, unfortunately, don't want to hear is the truth. And that's why, that's why there's such a small, select few people who actually support those people who are on the front lines of bringing truth to the world. It's always been that way. The masses just love Hollywood. They can't wait to see the next movie, the next game, the next video game.
In the meantime, they have the drug of television and all these Got Talent and reality programs to tide them over. I mean, there's no limit to escapist what they call entertainment, but it's really not. It's brainwashing. And that mind control and social programming and engineering is doing one thing. It's robbing this species of its once magnificent individual, and I mean individuals, individual potentiality. It's taken away, it's gone. It's vacuumed up and thrown in the trash. It's done.
That's right. And when you destroy the individual ability to be creative, to be imaginative, to do their own thinking, to read and study and to educate yourself, you have now defeated the whole purpose for the human family on the earth. You've stunted their growth, arrested their development, and now the only thing that's left now is just servitude and slavery. And unfortunately, that's what we're faced with today. And people will tell me, you sound so pessimistic. And I'm saying I'm just trying to be honest with you. That this is exactly where we are today because most people do not want to know truth. They don't want to hear. They don't want to hear this kind of thing.
No.
They want to enjoy their lives.
Right.
And just go with the flow. Well, if you go with the flow, look at the last 10 years of human history. Go back and do some research on how the family of the earth lived 10,000 years ago and watch the progression of history as mankind develops on the earth, even within the last 10,000 years. It's always been tyrants, warlords, violence against the people by the kings and the rulers. And
genocide, financial enslavement,
absolutely
social conformity through organized religion, through the nation-state, and its principles or lack thereof of education. It goes on and on.
Oh, gotcha.
You've got it all nailed. We know.
Yeah, it's all there. And And that was the that's a big thing with me too, that social engineering, but with the use of theology and religion. My God, that works great. It works. It's working right now in your face, and the people have no idea in the world.
No, and it's being supplanted now with a new kind of religion, and you can call it. But we'll talk about it with Jordan in just a minute. It's these social networking things on the internet. They are so incredibly addicting that people will defend them, will fight for them. Facebook, MySpace, all of it. What is it about people, we got to take a break, but who want to put their innermost feelings on the internet for the world to see? It boggles my mind.
Remember, the NSA and CIA appreciate that very much.
They do. All right. Back in a minute with Jordan. Okay, back with Jordan, and some people write emails and, well, why are you doing what you're doing if it's really all over? Well, the answer is obvious. It's because there's still a need out there for those who care to have the information assembled and presented to them for their own edification, whatever that may be, and we're honored to do that. I have no illusions about turning anything around. Jordan doesn't either. We know, and you folks, I think, are pretty well on the same page with us. We can just present reality. I don't even use the word truth anymore. We present reality to people as much as we can and let them, as much as they will, process it and help them and serve that 3-5%, and that's all it is, who really gets and understands it. But that's okay. That's the way it's been heading for decades and decades, and the point of no return came and went long ago. Some say 1913 Federal Reserve Act, some say with JFK. It doesn't really matter because the plan of international banksterism, gangsterism, Zionism, whatever you want to call it, has been in the works for a couple of centuries anyway.
Yeah, and you might ask the same question of Jesus. Why in the world would he be here, talking to people?
And, yeah, good point.
And trying... Yeah, and educating them, he already knew the end was coming, it's over anyway, but why would he even be here? Well, the reason why I do it, knowing what I know, is because I want to help those who are looking for answers, who are looking for knowledge and understanding, to help them in their spiritual adventure into this world. Because once you understand how the world itself works and understand how deep the lies and the deception go, I think it prepares you better for a spiritual life in this world. You become aware because of the darkness that you need to also get your spiritual life in order. Because I have a high appreciation for the concepts and ideas of God and of the spiritual life of man. That's where I am. That's what I've always appreciated and held in high esteem, is the spiritualness of the human being. And so in order to get people's minds elevated and evolved enough to get into the spiritual aspect, not religious, but spiritual aspect of life, you first of all have to show them, look at most of what is going on today in the world is man-made, it's man-controlled, and it has nothing to do with anything spiritual or decency or honor. I mean, Jesus himself said, I am the truth and the light. Well, then he represents the truth and the light. Well, you see what happened to him and how the world rejected the truth and the light. And so we are even admonished, Christians are admonished in Scripture, be no part of this world as I am no part of this world, it has Jesus saying. So the truth and the light is no part of this world. And so, you know, if you were a Christian, you would understand that that the world is condemned because of its evil intent to start with. So why would you even be a Christian? Why would you even follow God? Why would you do any of it?
Right.
Well, you do it because that's the only way to live, is to seek truth, to seek wisdom and knowledge. And hopefully that will do something to help you in your future life, spiritually speaking.
Truly.
So that's why I do it. I do it because I want to help people spiritually to wake up.
Take the high moral road, the spiritual road to enlightenment, whatever that may be for you, whether you're old, young, doesn't matter. We've got a lot of young people who still have it, and they want to know.
That's
so
right.
We're here for them, too. We're not talking about the sheep. We're talking about those individuals who are not afraid to be unique. And, boy, I've never seen such conformity in my life as I see now.
Oh, God, yes.
The tattoos, the piercing, the young women dressing like hookers. They're selling pole dancing lessons now for parents who actually pay for this for their 3- and 4-year-old daughters. Is it true? It doesn't get any more debauched. Ancient Rome had nothing on us.
I'll bet you the decadent Romans will come back and look around and just shake their head. You know,
you got it. I believe you.
It's just amazing to what
they would probably be offended.
Yeah,
too disgusting even for them.
And and I watch so many people, young people especially, who want. You know, it's natural for young people to want to be different from each other. They want to claim their own sovereign identity and be their own person. And yet, they turn around and all dress the same, all play the same music, all think the same, and they all act the same. And those few that are truly evolving to be an individual spiritual person, they are criticized by their fellow man, by their fellow students. So the human race, quite literally, is very, very mixed up. And they have all of their agendas and disorder. And it's really
like a sheep. It's just like a herd of animals. I don't care what you want to use as an example. Sheep, cattle. They're stampeded this way, then that way. They're run forward. They're run backward. They are so confused, and it is, it's quite clear that the engineering created by the Tavistock people and others, Edward L. Bernays and all the rest of them, mind control, now aided and abetted with technology that the average person couldn't even dream about.
You're right.
Has them all locked up, cradle to grave, and the NSA collects on American citizens every 6 hours enough information to exceed the current capacity of the Library of Congress. Every 6 hours.
Yep.
That's how much is being collected on you folks.
That Craig computer, if you remember, many years ago, they were talking about, I think it's what it was called, the Craig computer.
Cray, C-R-A-Y.
C-R-A-Y, that's what it was. And how many millions of operations can it do per second?
It's beyond belief now, and they've linked a couple of them up, and it quintuples the performance. And yeah, it's beyond anyone's ability to really comprehend how much these things can do. And that's what we know about. There's a lot we don't know, folks.
Well, Jeff, what about the things that we see on the computers, on websites, and also in movies from space shuttle? From outer space, when they are looking at the Earth, and you keep zooming in on the Earth and zooming in and zooming in and keep doing it, and it comes right down to the front porch, right down to the guy sitting there in the chair and reading the letter he's reading.
Yes,
you know, from out in space.
Yeah, and that,
that kind of stuff come from?
That's right, and that's what we know about. So they have so much going on now. All right, hang on. We'll take a break. Be back with Jordan Maxwell in just a couple minutes. Okay, and we're back talking to Jordan about anything we want to talk about. The story of the decade is, well, maybe of our lifetimes, of course, is the Fukushima event. I asked a medical doctor recently and a couple of other people, what did they know about Fukushima? And they said, well, it's all over now. It's under control and haven't heard anything in about a month. So there you go. We have an issue that quite literally could explode, and I mean capital E, explode in a massive detonation when those three melted down cores, if they work their way through the final containment barrier and head on down into the earth and hit the groundwater. When they do, there will be an explosion the likes of which we may not have seen in recorded history. Enormous explosion. And in Ukraine, I guess they extrapolated that had the Chernobyl lava molten core, the corium, melted down and hit the groundwater, it would have leveled Minsk, which is 300 kilometers away. So same kind of thing, the potential's there. And we're just seeing, and people don't get it. They watch CNN and think they're informed. And if it's not on CNN, it must not be news. Or not on Fox, it's not news. So it's very difficult, and I feel sorry for you folks out there who do understand and like to talk to people and end up getting in fights and have people shun you or call you weird or a conspiracy theorist when, in fact, you're a conspiracy researcher. The bottom line is you really can't bring those people along. And when you talk to someone and try to tell them, and you hear the door shut, and you'll hear it if you're listening, stop. Go on to the next person if you really care to. Or if you want to try the subtle approach and say, hey, listen, if I send you a story, would you read it? Or if I send you a video, you got a better chance that way because nobody likes to read anymore. Will you look at that video and then send them a video that you find provocative? Short. Now remember the attention span, so it's got to be under 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the truth. Right. That's too bad because the human mind cannot handle anything over and about 10 minutes. That's it. They start getting glazy eyes. And
they do. Well, that's the audio-video amphetamine addiction that children are given when they're first exposed to commercial television, and they cannot sit still. And then their junk food will put them into a sugar mania. So when they go to school, they're taken away from that astonishing audio-video pace, and they're just higher than kites from terrible junk food. Sugar and other things as well, chemicals galore, and no wonder they can't sit still, won't sit still, and then they're put on medication. And then you got this new, oh, I'm laughing still about this one. Jordan was one of the first people, of course, to talk about fluoride and the mass fluoridation of populations and the reason for it. Well, now they've got this New York psychiatrist who's got backing, Jordan. He's got backing, and this idea is showing signs of some traction, very quietly, but watch for it. He's citing three studies on suicide rates in various areas of the world, one in Taiwan, another study here in the U.S., another one in Austria. And those three areas were picked because they have a higher than normal level of lithium in the drinking water. And so he's saying this is proof that the suicide rates are lower in those three areas because of the lithium. And now he's saying we need to put lithium in all the drinking water in these formerly United States to help prevent suicides. That's their typical misdirection. So we're going to have fluoride backed up with lithium. Talk about zombie nation.
Well, you know,
lithium,
every time...
lithium, Jordan, lithium.
Yeah. And the people listening will, they'll say, well, he's a doctor, he should know. You know, and so they'll go along with it, never realizing for a minute what's really going on here.
Always follow those psychiatrists. They're the best.
Yep. Yeah, it goes way back, that kind of stuff. It was a long time ago they were working on the human mind and how to manipulate and exploit it. And, when we were talking about this communist new day, that's a whole subject that really has not been looked at very well. I mean, the only time I've had a chance to do it is with the video and talking on your show. But I'm telling you, this whole concept of a communist new day is far, far deeper than you might suspect, because it has to do with religion, and it has to do with the Old Testament, the Day of the Lord, Jehovah's Day of the Lord, and the new day which is to come, and how the Old Testament commentaries talk about the coming of a new day for the world, in which the monarchs and the old Hebrew monarchical system will one day dominate the world, and that will be God's kingdom reestablished on the earth, and when Yahweh's new day will come.
Well, that was what the Obama people predicated his whole campaign on, the logo, the whole thing, the Dawn logo.
Absolutely. That's it. And yet, when you look at the background of the cults, which are referred to by researchers as York Right cults in America, for instance, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Worldwide Church of God, the Mormon or Latter-day Saints, all of these, and there's many, many more, Christadelphians, and Lord, I could go on with all of these different American cults that have developed over the past 100 years or 150 years, but all of them have the same origin in Europe and in Illuministic philosophy. And when you start finding out who started these political movements, these religious movements, which are in fact political, and begin to see the connections with names and words and terms between all of these different orders of religion, it becomes overwhelmingly obvious that there's something going on here with religion that is being developed by secret societies to manipulate the people of America especially, and to prepare the people of the world for a new world order, and using as a basis the religion of the Old Testament. And there's been a lot of reference books written about this idea of the Lord's Day and the coming of God's new day on the earth in relation to the communist philosophy of the new day, when all governments will be collapsed and there will be a whole new world order. All of this is connected behind the scenes, and people have no idea in the world about it. And you know, as a classic example, I could go on to each one of these religions, but Charles Tess Russell, back in 1865 to 1868, back in those days, when C.T. Russell started his, what he calls Zion's Watchtower, the Watchtower organization, the very first Watchtower that Charles Tess Russell published. And this is back in 1865-1868 era.
Right after the Civil War.
The very first Watchtower talked about, and again, it wasn't called Jesus' Watchtower, Christian's Watchtower, it was called Zion's Watchtower. Hmm. I didn't make it up. You can go look at the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in Zion's Watchtower, the very first one, Charles Tess Russell said that that there would be a communist revolution in Russia sometime after 1914. And he prophesied that this would be a communist revolution, and that it was part of a three-part program, he said. The first part of the program was the French Revolution. Then he said the second part would be in Russia, which was to come yet, because it was 1865. And so in 1914, he said that it would happen in 1914 in Russia, which would be step two. And then the third step would come later on, with the whole entire world collapsing and preparing the world for the kingdom, which was to come, which would be the complete communist takeover of the world. And he always compared the last days, the end times, and the end of the world with a kingdom that was going to be set up on the earth, and that it would be the new day. And he referred to it as the new day that would be coming, and the sun would rise on the new world order. So I'm just saying that when you start, and I used to do this kind of research for years, and I have just boxes of stuff on these, on the different religious orders and how they have been manipulated by the international communist movement, financed out of Europe. So much of what we call Jehovah's Witnesses today is connected to MI5, MI6 out of England. So much of what we call today communism actually came out of London and New York, the Empire State. I mean, there's a whole world of darkness that we have not been privy to know about. I'm just amazed at how much this stuff is in the face of people everywhere, and no one seems to see it. It's appalling to me.
It is appalling. I don't know what you think of the Albert Pike letters, but they're pretty amazing. I mean, he knew. I don't think he was a prophet. He knew. He was somehow told. 1871, August 15th, 1871, he predicted the three world wars.
That's right.
And here's a direct quote. "The Third World War," wrote Albert Pike, "must be," is 1871 now, "the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslims, Arab world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time."
That's right. Yep. I read that many years ago, and I don't know what you can say about it. That's what's happening right in front of you. And the mere fact that, and well, the other point I was going to make in relation to C.T. Russell back in the 1860s, talking about the communist revolution, I thought that was astoundingly important, because that's the very first watchtower. And he said that there would be a communist revolution happen in Russia after 1914. Well, after 1914, there was a revolution in Russia. However, it was not called the Communist Revolution. It was called the Bolshevik Revolution. It was not until Lenin decided to change the name from the Bolshevik Revolution to Communist Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
But my point being is that Charles Taze Russell called it like it was. He called it a Communist Revolution.
Wow.
So he already knew that ultimately that's what it would be called. But at the time, politically, it was better to call it a Bolshevik Revolution until once it got started, once it was firmly in place, then Lenin called it a Communist Revolution. Well, Charles Taze Russell knew all about this Communist Revolution, and I am of the opinion, because I've been looking at it for so many years, that he was part of some kind of an Illuministic, Illuminati fraternal order that knew about these things that were on the agenda to happen. And so was the other York Rite cults. such as the Mormon Church and the Seventh-day Adventists and the Worldwide Church of God. All of these are quasi-Masonic and quasi-religio-political orders that were developed, financed, uh-huh. organized, and directed by Illuminati. And I'm telling you, it's an incredible story when you start breaking down the words and the terms and begin to see the corresponding features of each one of these religions and how they use the same words. They got the money from the same place. So all I'm saying is that this whole thing about the cults in America, they are political. Behind them is a very powerful money and political stuff that is directly working with the communist world movement to communize the human race. So you better go back and do some homework on the religions that you're involved in, if you're involved in any of those York Rite cults. It's a hell of a story.
Yeah. Homogenize, communize. Roll it all up into one, and it's all on the table for them to consume at their leisure.
Right, and then throw in the idea that bin Laden has been killed four times now. We know the government, the U.S. government, has told us four times that it has finally killed bin Laden.
Right.
And the last time they told us, this is the last time he was killed, I was amazed. It's in your face. Obama actually had the wherewithal to come out in public and say that Obama had been killed on May Day. The great communist celebration of May Day. That's a communist celebration, a communist day that's known in history for the celebration of world communism and the founding of the Illuminati. And on May Day, Obama comes out and tells us for the fourth time that that bin Laden has been killed. And when I heard that, and knew that it was on May 1st, I thought, man, this is in your face. The communists are just laughing at the human race and of the Americans and will tell you anything, and you're expected to believe it. I'm ashamed of what is going on in our country and how much the people really don't know. That's why I do what I do and try and do what I do, to educate people to what's really going on behind the scenes. And God knows, you and I have been talking about this for many, many years.
Yeah. It's amazing the rapidity of the collapse of any real intellectual resistance. People used to know better. Now they don't know much of anything. But there isn't even a reflexive response to it. They just, as you said, they go along to get along, and they just float along. That's not you folks listening, but generally speaking, you know what's going on in this country. You see it every day. All you have to do is go out amongst them and look in their eyes, look in their faces, look how they're dressed, look how they carry themselves. Where are their faces? Their faces are usually pointed down. It's common. No one makes eye contact anymore. That can be misinterpreted as being hostile. And the idea of putting people through the utter degradation and humiliation of TSA is part of the plan. It's nothing
it
to do with anything. We're talking, Jordan, to people who are very wise. But this is so obvious, and yet nobody says anything. And then you have the running wild of the armed military police in this country.
Yep.
They're executing Americans routinely, either with taser, now almost 400, or with gunshots. They're sending SWAT teams after people for not paying their student loans back on time, into Florida barbershops when licenses have not been renewed. This is insane. They'll be sending them out for overdue parking traffic tickets soon. I'm not joking.
I know. It's frightening, and yet you're seeing it happening.
And
right
if you're
now
on a list, folks, like Jordan and I, and they wanted to remove us, they'd remove us. Real simple. But for some reason, we're doing what we do. We're allowed to continue. We're serving a purpose for them, some way, somehow. I think it's also a fact, and this goes back to Lenin and Stalin, that they weren't concerned with the adults. They just said, give me the children.
That's right.
And
that's
when exactly we're when right. we're gone, there'll be no one to take our place.
That's exactly right. That's precisely the point, that they're not concerned about the adults, because they'll be dead soon. get the young people, get them involved in the Marxist-Leninist concepts and ideas and belief systems. And, you know, you're not going to name them that. You're not going to call them that, but that's what they are. And eventually, when the older people who, you know, who have died out, they're gone, now you have the whole world, and the entire world of mankind will not have any idea in the world what the earth was like, you know, 100 years ago. They won't understand anything about freedom. There'll be no freedom. There'll be no liberty, justice, nothing. And they've been telling you that. They're making movies in Hollywood telling you that. You know, mm-hmm. The old movie Time Machine, when he sped up and went into the future.
Oh, yeah.
My God, what that movie was telling you. You need to go back and get the old original Time Machine. That was scary.
Rod Taylor was in that, I think.
Yeah, Robert Taylor.
Rod Taylor.
And at a certain time of day, there would be a horn blow or a siren off.
And all
the people would just get up collectively and go up into the mountain, and they would take in so many people a day into the mountain, and then they'd shut the door behind them.
Yeah,
and
he asked them,
no,
why do you do this? And they said, well, it's just the way it always has been.
That's right. It's just the way we do things. And never realizing once you go in, you never come back out. And there had religious overtones in that. When you read some of the writings on that movie, it had religious overtones on that. So, you and I and others like us, do what we do to help our fellow man to awaken to the horrible things which are going on against the human race. And I do the best I can with what I have to work with. And so that's what we do, and that's why we're here. And there's so many other issues I would like to talk about later in other programs. So many
anytime, Jordan, you just let me know. I mean,
yeah,
my goodness.
I will for sure. Yeah. I want to talk about some of the stuff that's happening in Arizona. with the alien problem, and I got some really interesting views concerning gay marriage that I've never talked about. That has nothing to do with the marriage being gay. It has to do with the law and how this stuff really works behind the scenes. That's mm-hmm. what nobody's talking about. I haven't heard anyone talking about this gay marriage subject. That's talking about the occult or hidden significance of the way the laws work. That's what's really important in this subject. Nobody is talking about.
Nope, never heard a word.
No one, I have heard anyone mention anything about the actual laws, the way they're written,
mm-hmm.
and where these laws have come from and how they're written. That's a whole subject in itself we need to talk about.
I'd love
later.
To hear that. I've got time, if you think about it, next Tuesday night, that's possible, or the week after that, we should do this. I'd like to hear about it.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'll get back to you, because I'm telling you, when you hear how this stuff is working behind the scenes according to the law, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, where these laws come from that are introduced by these robot congressmen.
Yeah.
Who writes them? The Patriot Act was written by that little Vietnamese-American guy. Just bizarre. And these people are only too happy to promote these laws and introduce them and shepherd them through. And
Americans, they just go along to get along.
That's it.
Well,
all right, my friend.
All I would say is for closing is just go to my website. I've got a lot of material on my website.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Go to What's New, because I always put the new stuff on What's New at the top of the page. And I'll be happy to come back on and we'll do it again.
Great, Jordan. Anytime. Thanks, my friend.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, good night. Jordan Maxwell, the one and only. Do visit his website, and he's got some amazing DVDs out there. Okay, we'll have him back soon, and we'll pursue some of those subjects. And I look forward to it. And we'll be back after this.